Psalm 38, we're reading from the King James Bible, one verse this morning. Psalm 38, verse number 5. Psalm 38, verse number 5. And let's read together in unison. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I'm going to talk to you this morning, preach this morning, teach probably. Part two started last Sunday, where I said last Sunday America is stupid. And stupid is the word foolish, sottish. And this morning I'm going to talk to you about the characteristics of a fool, the traits of a fool. Pay attention, because you know what? All of us at one time were fools. None of us were exempt. Or are exempt. So pay attention. Dear God, thank you again for loving us. Please bless thy word. Help us to pay attention. Help us to learn. More of a teaching than preaching probably. But Lord, dear Holy Spirit, impress upon our hearts this morning about this truth about fools. Fools. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Psalm 38. I'm going to start reading in verse number 1. David's writing this psalm, by the way. David, the king of Israel. The sweet psalmist of Israel. Here's what he says. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head. As an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. So why are people yelling so much and out of control? Here's the answer right here. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. The reason why people are in a rage, not road rage, I'm talking in general, in a rage. The reason they're yelling, the reason they at the top of their lungs all that is just because there's no quietness in their heart. It's disquietness. They're roaring in their heart. No peace is because of no Jesus. Hear me? You don't have peace in your heart because you don't have Jesus. If Jesus is reigning, ruling your heart, you will have the peace of God that rules. But when there's no peace, then you rage. Keep reading here, verse number 9. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not. I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong. And they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord, O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Now here's the king of Israel, David, a man after God's own heart, that did some foolish things and paid the price for it. And he realizes that. And the first thing he does, he asks God for forgiveness. And as I said earlier, as I started, and we're about to read it this morning or next week, that all of us have one time or another played the fool. All of us at one time or another have been the fool. All of us at one time or another have followed the fool. And we have paid the consequences of that. The most important thing in realizing that is not to blame anybody else except yourself. The most important step in that process that we're going to go through, not a process, but the traits and characteristics of a fool, is that you can be salvaged by God Almighty if you admit that it's your fault. And you ask God to forgive you of your sin, your transgression. It's nobody else. It's not the fool's fault. It's not the fool's fault that you follow the fool. It's your fault. You got caught up. You were envious at the foolish, the Bible says. You know, you thought that they were being blessed. You thought they had an abundance of everything. You were following. You said, look at them, man. They got all that they could want, that heart desires. Let me tell you something. We're going to go through some Bible verses this morning about the traits and characteristics of a fool. Psalm 73 says, I was envious at the fools. Take your Bible, turn to Psalm 107 since we're here. Psalm 107, please. Psalm 107. David said, my wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. He didn't blame anybody else. He didn't throw anybody else under the bus. He admitted that he was wrong. He sinned against God. And he asked God for forgiveness, is what we need to do. Step one, to recover from our foolishness. Psalm 107, verse number 17. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Why are you going through what you're going through? 99% of the time, it's probably your fault. 99% of the time, especially in America, it's probably your fault because you had the ability, the wherewithal, you had the choice, you had the decision to make, and you know what? Most times we made the wrong decision. We fell into our own trap that Satan put in front of us because we saw something that the devil deceived us with, and we wanted that, contrary to what God said. So as David said, my wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. Psalm 107 says, fools because of their transgression and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Now turn to Psalm 73, please. Psalm 73. Verse number one, the Bible says, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. And here's a reason why. The English word for is like the word because. If you ever read the Bible, therefore, wherefore, you go back and see what it's there for. For is an old English word, can mean a couple different definitions, but most times in the Bible, it's like because of. And this is one of those examples. Look at verse 3. For, this is why somebody was envious at the foolish. Verse 3. My steps had well nigh slipped. Verse 3. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. And you know, God allows a lot of things in life, and he allows the wicked to prosper. It's in the Bible. God allows the foolish to prosper for a season. For a time. What you can't see is the next 10, 20, or 30 years. And you can't see the ripple effect down the road. What you see is somebody winning a lottery and say, wow, I'm going to go get my some lottery tickets. I'm going to go gamble my money away. Why don't you go online and search what happens to the vast majority of people that win lotteries? Go find out. They're broke, they commit suicide, they're in jail, they're in prison, they overdose, they've ruined the vast majority. I'm talking about 75% or more of the lottery winners, but you don't see that. So the devil allows people to prosper so he can snare a lot of other people. The simple people, the other foolish people are looking and say, wow, they're getting away with it. They don't go to church. They don't tithe. They don't go sowing. They don't have any standards. They're getting away with everything. Man, I'm going to go follow them. Psalm 73, I was envious at the foolish. That's what it says. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men. Neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. You hear these people, they're rich. I don't care. I don't care if they're right politically or not right politically. They're filthy rich. They blaspheme God. You know, you ought to read the Bible in the book of James, what God says about those rich people who laugh, mock, and persecute God's people and blaspheme the name of God. I don't care if they're right politically or not. They're evil if they're not saved. They're evil and wicked when they live a wicked life, a perverted life. Hey, I'm sure a lot of people wanted to follow Jeffrey Epstein. I'm sure a lot of people want to follow some people who's got it made. I don't care whether it's the richest man, the second richest man, the third richest man. I don't care who their name, what their name is. Man, look at what they have. I wish I was like that. No, you don't. No, you don't. Not if they don't have God, you don't. Because you don't know what's going on in their life. You don't know what's going on in their mind. You don't know what's going on in their household. You have no idea. And so the devil tempts you and looks you, makes you look at the end, makes you look at the foolish, and you're envious. Now, I wish I had that. And you covet things that the foolish have. And they have no peace in their heart. If you go all the way down to verse number 16, look at verse 12. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Just because somebody's got a lot of money doesn't mean they're right with God. Because they have a big house or a nice car or nice clothes, that don't mean anything. Verse number 16, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. On verse 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Hey, old Blue Eyes is probably burning in hell because he never asked Jesus to save his soul from hell. Everybody loved Blue Eyes, man. You know, Frankie the Mafia Sinatra. And all these idols that you watch on television, that you listen to their music, sports heroes. They're like little gods. They're prima donnas. Everybody's bowing down, worshiping them. And you say, wow, they got it made. Man, I wish I had what they got. No, you don't. No. That's just the devil throwing things in front of you. You know what God wants you to do? Live a godly life. Get saved. Come to church. Read the Bible. Go soul and tell somebody else about Jesus. That's what God wants you to do. You know what Satan wants you to do? He wants you to look at the foolish and follow them. And you go say, wow, they got it made. No, they don't. You just think they got it made. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 1, verse number 32, the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. The prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Take your Bible, turn to Proverbs chapter number 9, please. Proverbs chapter number 9. Proverbs chapter number 9. These are characteristics of the fools that make up stupid America. Proverbs chapter number 9, verse number 13. This is not John Cleese. This is the word of God that I'm going to read right now. A foolish woman, or here's the characteristic of a foolish woman. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. You know what clamorous is? Why don't you take two? I used to do that when we were in the old building. We had the old metal chairs. I used to clang two metal chairs together, you know? And I said, this is what rock and roll music is like. And I clang those two metal chairs together. That's clamoring. That's what God says a foolish woman is like. One that can't keep her mouth closed. One that answers again. Oh, I know, because you were taught women's lib, and you know, no man's going to ever tell you what to do, and you have your own life, and you're going to say and do whatever you want. God says, not John Kalidas, God says a foolish woman is clamorous. She can't keep her mouth shut. She's got to gossip. She has to slander. She has to lie. She has to give everybody her opinion. Why don't you tell people about Jesus instead of your opinion? Because your opinion doesn't matter. My opinion doesn't matter. A foolish woman is clamorous. She makes a lot of noise. I didn't say that. God said that. Take your Bible, please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs 14. These are characteristics and traits of the foolish. that make up the stupid America that we live in. And Europe, and Australia, and Canada, for the most part. Proverbs chapter number 14, verse number 1. Proverbs 14, verse number 1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the what? Foolish plucketh it down with her hands. I mean, there's a lot of other verses I could have gone to that were like Proverbs 9, 13. And just in the book of Proverbs, about four or five verses about a contentious woman, you know, a brawling woman in a wide house. There's a lot of verses just in the book of Proverbs about a woman that can't keep her mouth shut. Look, I didn't want to marry a 350-pound tackle for the New York Giants because they're losers anyway. I don't want somebody coming in and telling me what I'm doing wrong and everything else. I wanted to marry exactly what I married, a sweet girl that loves me and wanted to do what's right, who's meek and quiet. When's the last time you ever heard my wife ever raise her voice and you could hear her voice from across the other room talking to somebody? You haven't. When's the last time you ever heard my wife criticize me to anybody? You haven't. But that's what the modern woman does. She goes around and tells everybody the most secret, most intimate stuff in her household, in her marriage. And then you wonder why a man's going to leave his woman. Look, I've been working in courts for 40 years, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I've noticed? Especially like in family court, divorce court, that a lot of times the fellow shows up with a woman on his arm who looks just like the first woman he married, but she's about 30 years younger than him. And you know what? Most men, I'm telling you, I've talked to enough men, they're fed up sometimes and they can't take it anymore and they just walk out and leave. I said, don't leave. It's not right to leave. I'm telling you, I can just, over and over again, I hear people say, I know, Pastor, but I can't take it anymore. I've reached my limit. I'm up to here. I can't take it. Yeah, and that's why women become bitter. That's why they become lesbians. Because they don't want no man telling them what to do. A woman's supposed to be meek and quiet spirit, the Bible says, which is in sight of God is a great price. American women are loud, obnoxious, stubborn. It's all through the Bible. She's clamorous. She knoweth nothing. You know what she does? She destroys her own house. That's what it says. The foolish woman. These are characteristics of a foolish woman. Fools, but right now we're talking about foolish woman. It says, the foolish, the woman, we're here, plucketh it down with her hands. Instead of building your home brick by brick and making it a joyful home for your husband and your children, you know what you're doing? You're sabotaging your own future by taking the brick out. Instead of building up the home, instead of building up your husband, the foolish plucketh it down. They're destroying their own home. Look, please don't take this out of context and everything else I've ever said. But I can understand why men leave their wives. Not all of them. I'm not saying there's nables out there they don't want to listen to anybody. I know that. But let me tell you something. I know why Bill didn't want to be with Hillary. Can you? It's not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying the foolish woman plucketh it down. That's the characteristics and the trait of a foolish woman. She's clamorous and talks all the time and talk. I know it's not popular. I know. Woman wants to make the money, be the head of the house, control the money, control the home, because she doesn't want to be controlled, contrary to what God said. You live any way you want. I'm happily married. Now, I don't know about my wife, but I'm happily married, okay? I'm living in heaven. I'm living in bliss, amen? Don't ask my wife, because she's not allowed to answer. You know, you could laugh or smile, okay? You could have a good time. But how are you living? Are you living as a wise man or a fool? Are you destroying your home or are you building it up? I know why some people don't want to be with some men, and I know why some people don't want to be some women. It's very obvious. Some men are just lazy. Some men just hate God. They're drunkards. They're potheads. They're traitors. They're cowards. They're spineless. You do what you want. These are traits of the foolish. Proverbs 14, verse number 16, since we're right here. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fooleth what? Rageth and is confident. Huh, I thought we just read that this morning in the chapter we read. The fool rageth. They're out of control. They're raging. They're angry. They're raising their voice. That's a characteristic of a fool. You know what you need? You need the truth. And watch other people blow up. You just have to be calm. Now, this is preaching. Preaching is loud. Amen. This is what you call old-fashioned hellfire damnation preaching. Don't misunderstand this. Whenever you've had a conversation with me, 99.9% of times, I never raise my voice. I don't need to. When you have truth, you don't have to raise your voice. I'm just telling you, the fool rageth, though. It's a characteristic because they don't have any truth, they don't have any evidence, they don't have any facts. So to make their argument seem right, they come up with bluster and raise their voice in a threatening manner. No, this is right. No, God's right. God's right. Jesus is truth. The Word of God is truth. If you got truth, you don't have to be intimidated by anybody. The fool is intimidated because they don't have truth. They have to use bluster. They have to rage and get angry and raise their voice and stomp around and throw things and break things and say, I'm a man. You're a stupid idiot, man. You're a fool. Because that's what the Bible says. Verse number 17, look at the next verse. I'm not writing this. I'm just saying what God says. He that is soon angry dealeth what? Foolishly. That's what the Bible says. These are characteristic traits of the foolish. They break down their own house. They're raging. They're angry. They're easily ticked off. Do you ever see a guy, especially a man, he's angry at an inanimate object? This book, this gospel book here, doesn't talk. It doesn't move. It's just dead weight. Do you ever see somebody just go, you know, I'm mad. That's stupid. What did a book ever do to you? Oh, that's somebody who reveals themselves that they're a foolish idiot. They break things. They kick things. Oh, you know what? I'm mad. Okay. Why don't you suck your thumb? Why don't you pout like a 2-year-old? Well, I'm mad. Okay, you're mad. That's an indication that you're a fool. These are characteristic traits of fools. You see them demonstrating in the streets, man. Hear what I just said? They're raging idiot fools. Why don't you stay home and read your Bible? Why don't you go soul winning? Why don't you come to God's house? Why don't you pray? Well, there's a lot of things you can do. Look, I'm upset at what's going on in my country, but you know what's more important? Preaching the truth, teaching the truth, and sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with lost sinners. That's more in a sensible, sane manner, instead of getting agitated. Oh, you think the fact that the president is going to, whoever's in the White House is going to ruin my day? No. Whoever's in the governor's mansion is going to ruin my day? No, no. Whoever's the mayor of this dilapidated city is going to ruin my day? Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. When you've got Jesus Christ as the king, you don't have to worry about anything else going on, ladies and gentlemen. But people are upset. I don't care if you're left or right. I don't care if you're a socialist Democrat or Republican. I don't care if you're a liberal Democrat. I don't care, or conservative. I don't care what you call yourself. But everybody's unhinged because they're a fool. Amen. I can't believe he said that. I can't believe he did that. So you go marching with a sign's going to march. You're going to do something now, marching down the street. And you're going to have a prayer vigil. You're going to have a candlelight vigil. Why don't you just hold the hand and sing, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Let's all go to hell. Kumbaya. Amen. What does any of that demonstration do? Tell me, what does it do? You want to write a letter to your congressman? Well, that's constructive criticism or help, maybe. You want to call your congressman? That's good. But marching and raging and breaking things, and breaking personal property and cars and burning buildings and cars? That fools do that. Verse 17. Verse 16. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. Did you ever talk to a fool? Oh, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Okay. And you think, man, you are a stupid idiot, man. Did you ever think that when you're talking to some fool? The guy doesn't realize he's a fool, acting like a fool, talking like a fool, sitting like a fool, farting like a fool, burping like a fool, acting like an animal. He's a fool. But he says so confident, man. Oh, I know everything what I'm doing. Okay. Verse 17, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. I mean, these are characteristic traits of a fool. Look at chapter 15, verse number 2. Chapter 15, verse number 2. Verse 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. They don't know what else to say, because whatever's in your heart, you're going to say. Hey, if you got Jesus in your heart, you want to share him, amen. But you know what a fool has in his heart? Adultery, fornication, lying, wickedness, slander, cheating. So that's coming out. That's what you know what Jesus said? It's not what goes in your mouth that defiles you, it's what comes out. Because it's an indication of what's in your heart. Well, that's just the way I am, Pastor. Well, change the way you are. Well, that's the way I was taught, that's the way I grew up. I don't know. So I was taught different too. Change it. Repent of that sin and say, God, you're right, I've been wrong. Please forgive me and move on. Obey what God says, not the way you are. You could be anything you want. Sure, you could be a wicked fornicator too. You could be a wicked adulterer too. You could be a wicked robber of God. Do you ever look at these foolish people? They rob God and say, man, look at all the money I got. You see them on videos and on these chat things, and they, you know, I don't know how to do the social media. Everybody puts all the wad of money there. Look how much money I got. And then 6 months later, 2 years later, they're shot. Overdose. Killed. Murdered. Suicide. You can't see the end, Psalm 37 says. That's why you need to come to church, hear a preacher tell you. Wake you up. Not to be envious at the foolish. At the foolish. These are the characteristics of foolish people, men and women. Look, it's not my fault you married a fool. Don't get mad at me. I'm just pointing them out. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 18. Actually, let's go to 17 since we're nearby. 17, we'll go in order if we can. Proverbs 17, verse number 7. I mean, you don't mind if we read the Bible today, do you? I mean, that's what you should do, I think, in a Bible-believing church, don't you think? Proverbs 17, verse number 7. Excellent speech becometh not a fool. Why do you think they cuss and swear or use God's name in vain? Why do you think they use four-letter words? To impress people, to intimidate people. And you know, you talk like a sailor, you know? Wow, they're around the men, you're working with men out in the real world, you know? You know, you don't, fools talk that way. Adult language. No, that's not adult language. That's foolish language. Amen. Adult language is when adults talk normal, rationally. Oh, contains adult language. No, it's foolish language. It's wicked. Excellent speech. Look what it says. Excellent speech becometh not a fool. That's why they can't talk right. They can't talk normal. They can't say a full sentence or a paragraph and have a conversation without cussing and swearing and using foul language. Fools do that. The base men do that. People at the lowest denominator of the world, viler than the earth, the Bible says, do that. Because they want to show how macho they are, how tough they are, you know. Well, I know what I'm talking about. I was in the Marine Corps. You know, I slept in the same room with about 40 or 50 Marines. I know what I'm talking about. They think they're hot stuff until they get caught and kicked out of the Marine Corps, until they disobey an order, until they get drunk, until they end up in the brig. But they're hot stuff, man, walking around, prancing around, all cockeyed, man. They think, man, I'm tough stuff, man. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You see them in Troy all over. You know who I'm talking about. You know your friends and your relatives. They talk real big but can't hold a job, amen. Yasin was telling me he's going to have a job. It's starting tomorrow, amen, working. 9-year-old kid, amen. 10 years old. I don't know about you, but I was throwing newspapers when I was 10 years old. I was cleaning basements when I was 10 years old. On a bicycle going across town, put an ad in the paper, in the Mainline Times, cleaning basements at 8 or 10 years old on a bicycle, throwing newspapers in the dead of winter. But these guys, you know, how tough they are, man. But they don't want to get a job. They're spineless cowards. They're fools, man. God's people ought to pick up on it. Just read the Bible. You'll say, oh, man, I read a Bible verse about that man right there. Excellent speech becometh not a fool. Proverbs 18, verse number 6. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. They ought to bring the whipping post back. I'm just telling you. Verse 7. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. What happened, Pastor? How did this happen to me? You couldn't keep your mouth shut. You wanted to boast of things you had no business boasting about. You thought you were a fool of yourself because you saw some video, you read something in a Bible verse. Instead of reading the Bible 5 or 10 times through, you heard somebody say something. And now you know more about something than somebody else has said. You're going to tell everybody how much you don't know. Fool. Stupid. Idiot. I was there. I know. I'm telling you. I was there. I'm telling you. I've been embarrassed myself. You know, I got saved, hadn't read the Bible at all, but I'm going around telling all my relatives what they were doing wrong when they were more responsible than this irresponsible fool was. They had a job taking care of their families, and I was living at home. But you know what? You get saved, and then something happens, you think you know it all. So you go around telling everybody everything that everybody's doing wrong. Stupid, fool, idiot. The best thing is to keep your mouth closed. Read your Bible, grow up, and become responsible, and stop playing the fool. Stop acting like a fool. Stop talking like a fool. Stop walking like a fool. Stop hanging around fools. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Look at Proverbs chapter number 29. Proverbs 29. Proverbs chapter 29. You know, look, I don't like everything about the president. Please, don't say, you know, all you do is support him. Look, I'm glad that we have a great economy right now. If you can't get a job this time, in these days, when unemployment's like 3.7% or 3.6% or 3.5%, you know what that tells me? You're a lying fool. Go flip some burgers at Burger King, McDonald's. Go sweep some floors. Go mop somewhere. Don't tell me you can't get a job. Fools say that. Unless you have disability, you're in a wheelchair, and you're disabled. I understand that. But don't tell me you can't get a job. I don't believe it. Maybe in Timbuktu somewhere where they're in poverty, where they're hungering, they're dying of hunger. I understand that part. Not in America. No, I said last week, there's no poor people in America. None. Where am I? 28, 29, verse number 11. Proverbs 29, verse number 11. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it until afterwards. I'm just telling you, these are characteristic traits of a fool. You can tell everybody how much you don't know? Okay. You'll learn. Hopefully you'll learn like I learned. David learned. He said, it was my sin. Forgive me of my iniquity, my transgression. He didn't blame everybody else. He blamed himself. Why don't you do the mature thing and blame yourself for who you hooked up with, who you marry, who you lived with? Why don't you blame yourself for saying, oh, why didn't I see that? Why didn't I listen to the preacher? Why didn't I listen to my parents? That's the best thing to do if you're ever going to get out of the snare of the devil. Proverbs 28, since we're nearby, here's another characteristic trait of a fool. Proverbs 28, verse number 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Is that your Bible says? Well, I'm just going to trust my feelings, Pastor. I'm going to trust whatever my heart tells me to do. That's what I'm going to do, Pastor. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. So the next time you hear somebody say, I'm trusting my own heart, I'm trusting my heart, I have this intuition, my gut tells me that, you're trusting the crap that's going through your intestines instead of what the King James Bible says. Think about that. Think about that statement for a second. My gut instinct. Do you know what's going through your intestines right now? In your gut? Do you know the microbes and the stuff that's going to come out your rear end and go into the dump? You're trusting that instead of the Word of God. That's what God says is a fool. I don't trust myself. I don't trust you. I trust God. I trust the Word of God. Because I have learned from experience that I've played the fool. I've learned from experience that people have played me because they were fools and I believed them instead of the Word of God. Hey, hopefully you'll grow up too and you'll learn. You'll learn. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Proverbs 18, please. These are characteristic traits of a fool. Proverbs chapter number 18. Of course, they think the pastor's a fool. The preacher's a fool. Okay, we'll get to that. Part 3 or 4 next Sunday, following Sunday. Proverbs chapter number 18. And verse number 2. A fool hath no delight in understanding. They don't want to sit down and have a conversation, a sober conversation. Yo, I don't want to hear it. Oh, you don't want to hear what the Word of God says? You know what? That's all you do is just quote Bible verses. Well, what's wrong with that? This is God's mind. This is the Word of God. This is God's will. So you know what people do? They follow their heart instead of the will of God. Look at verse number 2. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Be true to yourself. You know what you are? You're a wicked sinner on your deserving hell. And the only reason you're not going to hell is because of the mercy and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that saved your soul. Apart from that, we are all wicked sinners still deserving of hell. Amen. But you want to discover your own heart? Your heart is wicked and desperately wicked above all things evil. Your heart, Jeremiah 17, 9 says, your heart is wicked, evil, desperately wicked. Who can know it? You don't know your heart. Only God knows how wicked our hearts are. But left to our own selves, man, we'd be on the nightly news too. Yeah. You left to your own temptations, you'll be on the nightly news too. You do what you feel like doing, you'd be on the nightly news too. Those fools rage. They're out of control. No one, they don't want no understanding. They don't want anybody to talk any sense into them. Proverbs 24. Proverbs 20. These are characteristic traits of a fool. Men and women. I'm trying to help you this morning. I'm trying to help you grow up. I'm trying to help you look in the mirror. I'm trying to help you stop criticizing somebody else and criticize yourself first. Examine yourself, Paul writes, whether you be in the faith or unless you be a reprobate, he said. He said, examine yourself. We're so hooked on telling everybody else what they're doing wrong. Proverbs 24, verse number 9. Proverbs 24, verse number 9. The Bible says, the thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. The thought of foolishness, we've all been there, we've all had them, the Bible says, is sin. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4, verse 5, the fool foldeth his hands together and eateth his own flesh. You ever see people eat their own flesh? The fool does that. The fool foldeth his hands. I can't find a job anywhere. You know, God have mercy on you. If you were ever in boot camp, United States Marine Corps boot camp, and you ever put your hands in your pocket and a drill instructor ever saw that, ask Rich. Think I'm making it up? God have mercy on you, because their interpretation of life was only lazy people put their hands in their pockets because they're not ready to do something with their hands. I never knew that until I went to Marine Corps boot camp. But now they got their pants hanging underneath their underwear as they're walking down the street, and they're cool, man. Filthy, foul language, druggies, dope heads, drunkards, rapists, murderers. They hate people, but they're cool, man, and you're following that kind of music. Ecclesiastes 10, verse number 14 says, a fool also is full of words. My Bible says in Ecclesiastes 5:4 that God hath no pleasure in fools, none. Ecclesiastes 5:3 says a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. Ecclesiastes 10:12 says the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. My Bible says in Ecclesiastes 10:13, the end of his talk is mischievous madness. It says the beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness. Hey, are you a fool? Are you wise? Have you played the fool? Jeremiah 10:8 says, they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities. They're chasing vanities. They're living a vain life. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17, he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, in the midst of his days. You know what midst is? In the middle. Why are these people dying so young, Pastor? Because they're fools. They disobeyed the first commandment with promise in Exodus chapter 20. They disobeyed their parents. And you parents, you got holes in your head when you don't force your kids to obey you. My Bible says that their life is going to be cut in the middle. He that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. This morning, the old Bible study, we're talking about the King James Bible. Well, the Bible says in Lamentations 2:14, thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity, but have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment. He said in Ezekiel 13:3, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit. Hey, tongue talker, charismatic, Pentecostal, who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. They're fools. Oh, I got a vision. Fool. God, I heard God speaking to me. Fool. I got a dream and a vision. Fool. But you follow those kind of people on the radio, television. God said they're fools. God said it. And I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to make you sober-minded. I'm trying to have God bless you. The prophet is a fool, Hosea 9:7. The spiritual man is mad, crazy, not angry, mad, crazy, for the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. When God looks at you, what's he see, a wise man or a fool? A wise woman or a foolish woman? You building your house or destroying it? You plucking it down or what? All right, let's close. 2 Samuel 24, we'll close. Actually, let's go to 1 Samuel 26 first. 1 Samuel 26. 1 Samuel 26. We're going to close. My closing takes about 2.5 hours. 1 Samuel 26. While you're turning, listen to this verse here. Samuel, the man of God, told King Saul in 1 Samuel 13:13. Lucky number 13:13. He said this. I want you to pay attention to what I'm reading right now. Thou hast done foolishly. The man of God, Samuel, is talking to the king Saul. He said, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. You see, God would have blessed you. And God would have provided for you, but you played the fool, Saul, and you lost it, and God took it away from you. And you know what he said later on? He gave it to a better man than you. And David took it over. You know what? We can honestly say we played the fool in the past. And we've lost the blessings of God in the past, and we missed out on God's providence in the God's providing in the past. The best thing to do is what David said. It was my fault. Please forgive me, God. He didn't blame anybody else. He said, I played the fool, man. I followed the fool. 1 Samuel 26, 21, if you got it there. Oh, I'm sorry, I just read that. Okay, Saul. I'm sorry, yeah, 1 Samuel 26, 21. Then said Saul, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. But he never did learn his lesson, and he lost. He did humble himself at the end, but he lost the kingdom, lost the power of God, lost the blessings of God. But he admitted at the end, I have played the fool. Could you do that before you come to the end? Could you do that before you get to the end of your life? It'd be pretty sad on your deathbed. You look back and say, you know what? I just played the fool my entire life, man. How foolish was I? Why don't you decide that statement now in the midst of your life, so God will let you live 5, 10, 20, 30 years longer, and God will bless you and your family? Why would you continue wanting to play the fool as you've seen how it's ended up the last 10, 20, 30 years? 2 Samuel 24, verse number 10. David's heart smote him after he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. David admitted that what he did was foolish. And God kept David on the throne. We're all going to do foolish things. Unfortunately, we're all going to say stupid, foolish things because we're sinners, ladies and gentlemen. But I can tell you this much, the more you read the Bible, the less foolish things you're going to do and say. I can tell you that much. David admitted his sin. 1 Chronicles 21:8, the same thing. David says, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing, but now I beseech thee, do away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. Hey, why don't you go to God and just humble yourself and say, dear God, I really messed up. Please forgive me. I treated my wife wrong. I treated my husband wrong. I treated my children wrong. I treated my parents wrong. I treated my neighbor wrong. I treated friends and acquaintances and relatives wrong. Dear God, please forgive me. Why would you want to continue playing the fool when people who know their Bible know that you've been a fool? All you got to do is read the Bible. And this is only 1/4 of the characteristic traits I've gone over this morning. The characteristic traits of what a fool is in the Bible. So when you're at work, you can tell who the fool is. It says so in the book of Hebrews. By reading the Bible, you can tell who the fool is. My Bible says stay away from foolish people. Don't be a companion of fools. Don't hang around fools, because it's going to rub off on you. Their talk, their thinking, the way they sit, the way they slouch, the way they can't talk right, they can't sit right, they can't think right, they can't do right, it's going to rub off on you. God says, hang around wise men and you'll become wise. He says, stay away from the foolish. Be very careful, because we've all played the fool. The most important thing for you to do is ask God for mercy to forgive you of your sin, like David did. And God kept David on the throne. I don't know about you, but I like breathing. I like breathing in. I like breathing out. I like walking. I like having the ability to pick up things, do things, share the gospel. I like this thing called living. Why would you want for God to cut your life in the midst because you're playing a fool? Listen to me good. Everybody that takes alcohol is a fool. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. You know what that is? They're a fool. Smoking your dope, your weed, you're a fool. Robbing God, you're a fool. Not obeying God, not coming to God's house, not praying, not reading your Bible, that's a fool. Fools do that. Why would you want to continue in that? Hey, wake up and ask God for mercy to forgive you. And get back on the right track. Say, God, please forgive me. Please, Lord, please bless. I want to do that which is right. That's what David did. And God bless him because of it. Let's all stand, shall we?